tell all the places I have seen. My engine block is covered in blood in my veins. One pen's out to lean. My walks that have chewed a rabbit hash. I feel that steel belt song. And every exit looks the same. I guess I've been on the road too long. I know for 7 weeks this time. Welcome to the second annual Summer Bash here. It's so good to see you all on a beautiful Texas summer night. I need to twiddle a few knobs before we get going. I need some much more guitar in my monitor here. I can't hear what I'm doing up here. And a little bit of vocal too, please. A little less of that. Okay, a little more guitar still, please. A little more. There we go. And a little vocal, please. Yeah, one, two. Thank you. Checking. Okay. All right. Let's see.
I have a request. Oh, yeah. Can you warm up this fiddle at all? It sounds kind of thin.
Warming up? Thought warming up here for you, yeah,
well,
Eleanor?
The temperature's good,
it's
but
pretty warm up here.
Sounds kind of thin. High mids are kind of bad.
Recky got the quarters for the table and broke while I pulled hard on the sorrow and smoke. Raising up my bottle, I looked for a chance as you set your glass down on the bar with a glance at the town at the Horseshoe Lounge. Shuffleboard and neon lights down at the Horseshoe Lounge. Cigarettes and whiskey tonight. Yeah. peel the label off of Miller Lights. Down at the horseshoe lounge, I sit here thinking about you every night. Some dimmers. Can we turn those lights down a little bit? I'm getting sunburned on my left side. I'm gonna have a really weird sunburn if we can't dim those lights a little bit. I feel like a French fry under one of those food lamps. I'm gonna do the sequel to that song. It's called Drinking Days. This is the sequel to Horseshoe Lounge. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, but who could ever tell? I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. To hang at the horseshoe lounge, you see me spinning at the broken spoke. I take my gal down to Green Hall, we lived on whiskey and smoke. Don't know how it all started, didn't mean to hurt no one. Some bad luck and what's done can't. It was way past midnight, the net I hollered out last call. I turned around and wrangling Ron was headed for a brawl. I didn't know that other guy was a cop, I guess I didn't care. Sometimes you gotta act like you got a pair. That's what Wrangling Ron always says. Drinking days.
That feels much, much better. Thank you. All right. Well, we're here sort of on the eve of the big summer tour. We're hopping in that van over there tomorrow afternoon, and that van won't be back here till November, probably. We might fly in and do a gig or two, maybe in July, but it's going to be a big tour, East Coast, West Coast, Canada, and Europe, and maybe Australia, too. We'll talk about that later. But right now, we're in Austin. We're going to miss y'all so much. We're going to miss our favorite places to hang out, and our favorite food, and our favorite friends. Madam Mams, Madam Mams, Sam's Barbecue, Hoover's, oh man, we're going to go hit them all tomorrow on our way out of town. Here's a song that our friends at KGSR played the hell out of last year, much to our benefit. This is called Wishbones. Trying to understand why the world tries to drag you down, make a ghost out of a man. Your debt of grace is due, and you've pawned everything you owe. I guess some dreams just don't come true, nothing left but skin and wishbones. Each year the world gets lonelier. Australia a few minutes ago. Some of you may have heard that somebody very famous has recorded his next song of mine. He doesn't have a record deal or anything, but he is pretty damn famous. Russell Crowe recorded this next song, and he came to our show last year in Toronto about this time of the year, and he was really great. He hung out all night, and he bought us a few rounds, and at the end of the night, he gave me this little pep talk, because, you know, he'd been in bands for years and years back in Australia, so he knows what it's like to travel around in a beat up old van with a bunch of guys, and he told me about that, and he said, I hope this doesn't offend you, and as he stuffed a big wad of bills into my shirt pocket, I said, no, that doesn't offend me at all. It was Canadian money, but still, he said, I want the next few nights to be a little easier on you and the guys, and so we upgraded from Motel 6 to Holiday Inn for 4 nights, and nobody had to share a room with Ivan. Pretty good for band morale.
Thank you, Russell.
It's New Year's Day. It's like the day before. Same old skies are gray. Same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by. Thank you. right, we're going to do a song about my parents' neighbor, Willie, here. This is called Horses. I could still use just a little bit more vocal and guitar up here, please. Got to be able to hear myself on this one. By the still, he was brewing a batch. He had a short cigar, one last match. He was telling me about his latest troubles with the government. He had child support, alimony. He was looking depressed and kind of lonely, just trying to figure out where all his hard-earned money went. Well, I'll be good to hell, he said. I got nothing but a Ford and a barn. Said, son, you know you may not be all wrong. Could you give me a little piece of the pie if you make it a hit? I got a 51 Ford I'd like to fix up. I got 2 sick ponies and 1 sick pup. And my third wife's coming today to take my TV set. Well, I'll be good to hell, he said. I got nothing but a Ford in a barn full of hay. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today.
Horses in
getting into the groove here now. That was just the Yodel warm-up song. Yodel's feeling pretty good tonight. Played the last two nights, got it in shape. Didn't eat too much before the show. Let's do our very hardest Yodel song. I think we can handle it tonight. I don't want to get cocky or anything, but this is, I think we can do this tonight. This is the toughest Yodel song ever, written by God's own yodeler himself, the Pavarotti of the Plains, my good friend Mr. Don Walzer. That's right. Don isn't doing too well these last couple of years. He's pretty much bedbound. He had to quit singing, and his body's kind of giving out on him, and he feels a little bit forgotten. If you were a Don Walzer fan going to see him at Jovita's and Babe's, I urge you to look him up in the phone book, give him a call, and you know, see if he's having a good day, and maybe go visit him, because he loves talking about the old days and about music, and he still remembers everybody. And his mind is all there, but his body just isn't letting him get out anymore. So go see Don Walzer if you get a chance. I'm going to try to visit him tomorrow morning before I leave town. I won't see him for a while. This is his song called Rolling Stone from Texas. Singing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Man, I'll keep practicing. We'll bring the energy level down a little bit here. Do a song I wrote after I read the book Seabiscuit. I wrote a song about one of those characters in there, Tommy Luther, a jockey lived in the Depression years. This called Quick as Dreams.
My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Tail, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, I joined up with the races when they came through Alabama. They had a good young rider, just a boy named Sandy Crown. We were two kids run away from home when the world was breaking down. Didn't stay to see the family sell the barn and move to town. From Detroit to Tijuana to Annapolis we rode. They called us rookies but boys, we were just 16 years old. We were worth a couple of saddles and two big bags of grain. The big man owned the horses and they owned us just the same.
Out in the open there, Ivan. I got swallowed a bug. Gotta watch me close.
Well, it's Winnipeg and it's raining, but the track's not looking bad. They gave me Irish Princess, Sandy rode on Vesper Lad. We were flying down the backstretch, my horse was running proud. I pulled ahead of Sandy. His Irish princess thundered across the line, and then I stood and turned around to see that friend of mine. The Vesper Lad was standing still, there must have been a fall, and in the mud lay Sandy, looking lifeless as a dog. The crowd rushed up to Sandy, they scooped him off the track. With shattered ribs and back. At the hospital next morning, I sat by Sandy's side. But the season would be ending soon, and then I'd have to past Danville, war came down the line. Sandy lost his trouble, we hung our heads and cried. It was poor old Mother Harris from the boarding house in town who paid for the little casket and laid him in the ground. I sent a couple of dollars, it was all that I could say. She drew me a little picture of the lonely rider's grave. I kept it in my bedroom drawer all these 60 years. I still see that crumpled body now. I'm too old for tears. My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture. It's right here. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Tail.
Sherry had a pawn shop bound of gold, a sink full of dishes and a love grown cold. Along came a boy, pretty as the devil. She took his hand, the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning around, it's broke down. Billy took the ring, jammed it in his pocket, drove downtown and tried to hawk it. Down at the bottom of Lake Butcher Trail, there's a love note carved inside a wedding ring. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn in parade, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Ain't no telling where love goes. Maybe down where the Black River flows. Won't be coming back round, it's broke down. Baby in the backseat and another on the way. Sherry thinks of Billy at the end of every day. Spends her nights waiting for real life to start, listening to the sound of her double-crossed heart. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. There's no turning round, it's broke down. The other side of town, two lovers lie still, cigarette smoking on a windowsill. There's a picture locked up in an old suitcase. Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn in parade, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning round, it's broke down.
is there a, do we have to stop at 10 o'clock here? I can't remember. 11? I hope not, because we got lots more songs, but it just occurred to me. 2 a.m., oh, okay, thanks. We see the blue lights, we'll know it's otherwise. Just keep playing. This song, I like to think of this song as the sequel to Broke Down. Broke Down's a song about bad decision making, and this is a song about regret. I'm not living like I should. I used to be a better man. A sinner's prayer upon my lips, an empty promise in my hand. I know that there will come a day, a heavy price I have to pay. I keep pretending to be good. I'm not living like I should. I'm not living like I should. I've let the mystery slip away. The night goes by in dreamless sleep. I'm chasing foolish things all day. I walk this town just like a ghost. I don't know what I miss the most. I believe in something if I could. I'm not living like I should. Cool northern air. snows of Ontario where the wind will make you shiver. 'Twas the month of May up in Georgian Bay near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl. You can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99 we were cutting pine and sending it down the stream. Young Sandy Gray came to Go Home Bay all the way from PEI, where the weather's rough and it makes you tough and no man's afraid to die. Sandy came a smiling, 30,000 islands was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on. This is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty hill. Listen close and you'll hear a ghost in this story that I tell. Boys, this story that I tell. Now Sandy Gray was boss of the men who tossed the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built a flow 100,000 logs or more. They'd ride them down towards Severn Sound to cut them up in the mills for timber. The ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in December. One Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a BB on his shoulder. With a thunder crack, he dropped his axe and the room got a little bit colder. He said, come on, all you, we got work to do. We gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of logs at the little jog near the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's Day, they were hoping for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high and a devil's sky, they set out about their business. They poked with their poles and ran with the rules and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, and one man cried, this log jam's got us beat. But Sandy Gray was not afraid. He let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned. We'll break this jam or it's breakfast in hell, boys. It's breakfast in hell. Strenuous about it, but just we need your help on this verse here. We need to break the log jam on the Musquash River. We need to organize a crew of able-bodied men and women. We'll take anyone who can lift the log here. Are you willing to help us out on this verse? All right, sounds like a good crew. Let's see, I gotta pick a log jam work captain here, work gang captain. Ivan did it last time. I think it's Michael's turn, unless Eleanor wants to do it. That's right. Eleanor's an environmentalist. She's not going to take any part of this log jam busting thing here. We've been clear cutting all day long. Eleanor's protesting in the background. Michael, are you up for it tonight? You doing all right? Tell these folks what they need to do.
All right, listen up!
Put your backs into it.
Every one of the men did the work of ten. Sandy scrambled up to the top. He's working like a dog, even 30-foot logs, and it looked like he'd never stop. And he struggled on, these men so strong, till the jam began to sway. And they dove for cover to the banks of the river, all except for Sandy Gray. That was good. I knew I could count on you. You can stop now. Now with thoughts of death, they held their breath as they saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned. Yeah, they saw him fall, they heard him call just once, then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his name that day near the mouth of the Musquash River. But Sandy Gray was not afraid. He let out a mighty yell. I'll be down, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. Giant's tomb, there's plenty of room, there's no fences and no walls, and if you listen close, you'll hear a ghost down by Sandy Gray Falls. Through the tops of the trees, you'll hear in the breeze echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell. And Sandy Gray lives on a day in the echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell.
Nice job, folks. Thank you for helping us out. All right, we're going to go from Canada all the way back down to Austin. You know, I grew up in Maine, and I moved from Portland, Maine to Austin. That was almost 14 years ago. Yeah, best move I ever made. And you know, when I got here, I didn't know anything about Austin, really. I just knew that there was a music scene happening here. And, you know, and luckily, I kind of stumbled into this family that kind of taught me how to be a Texan. They taught me how to make pico de gallo and fajitas. They taught me how to smoke a brisket. And they taught me all about the Kerrville Folk Festival and the importance of pitching your tent under the morning shade. Even when you get there in the afternoon, you have to figure out where the morning shade is going to be, because you want to sleep in as much as you can before it gets too hot. And what else did they teach me? Well, they taught me that on New Year's Day, you swim in Barton Springs, no matter what the weather is. So I was there this year, I'm proud to say. And the only thing I got to teach them is some of them came up to Maine one summer. We taught them how to do a clam bake. So this is a song for the family of Jack Maxey, who passed away a couple years ago. Well, now, I might have some backup singers for this song. I'm not sure if they're around, but if the backup singers are here who sang on the record, they're invited to come up and help us out on the chorus here.
You mean the Squeezettes?
The Squeezettes? Is that what they're called?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you might think there's nothing left but ashes in a box on a table at Crosby's Bar. But there's more than meets the eye. You didn't leave us when you died. Your spirit will live on, and what we do and who we are. Oh, Aunt Betty's gonna tell us stories about the family. Daughter Susan is gonna sing your favorite song. Cousin Perry will spend the day telling tales of the blue and gray. And the Cajun will keep picking all night long. We'll be putting down the brisket and tequila down in Kerrville with the seekers of the shade. There's a piece of you lives on, not only in this song, but in all the lives you touched and every friendship that you made. We're gonna go up to Maine and eat some clams and lobster.
be home by Christmas Eve, telling tales you won't believe. Van will swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day. Toast. I'll be driving from coast to coast, and your smiling face will live on in the heart of Widow Sue. Oh, we're gonna jump across the mighty Mississippi, way up north where it's just a little stream. Brother Bill's gonna keep an eye on the kin you left behind, for you taught us how. Showed us how to dream. We're gonna go up to Maine and eat some clams and lobsters. Fight the world down in sunny Cancun Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve, telling tales you won't believe. And we'll swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day.
Ladies. Is that right? I don't know about that. Well, I just found out that there is not a 10 o'clock curfew, so we can breathe easy. And, yeah, we have time for Ivan to do a song. You want to do one, Ivan?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Let's do the old country version of Big Fat Woman, though.
I got a request for that last night, man. You weren't right.
Guys don't have as good.
Did you write this song?
No, I didn't. I didn't write this one. It's the B-side, Do You Wanna Dance, Bobby Freeman, 1955.
Did you put it on your record?
It is on my record.
Oh, you got records here tonight?
I do!
Right. You didn't leave them at the gig last night?
No, I didn't leave them there.
That was last week.
I was thinking.
Well, we do have shirts. We have brand new shirts that we just got off the presses at Reeling Graphics in East Austin. And we've got CDs, and Ivan has CDs, and Michael, you got CDs? You didn't bring your CDs? Rick, you still working on your 8-track there? Still working on it. It's been a while. Well, Ivan, what do you got? You got BFW, huh?
You all ready? The Squeezettes can come sing on this one if you want to. I like the Squeezettes. Okay, forget it. Well, I'm just going to go right into it, fellas. I'm going to intro my own tune. Ready? I got a big fat woman and she weighs 500 pounds. Walk.
Mr. Ivan Brown. Thank you for your enjoyment. I feel good to get that out. We can get back to the miserable folk songs now. Yeah, I think that's what we need to do. We need sort of the antidote to it.
Liddy lit a cigarette today. Ancient fumbling fingers in her way. From a 40-year-old coffee cup she sipped a bit of gin. Closed her eyes and let the memories in. She lives in the old place all alone. Keeps in touch with neighbors by the phone. Throws roses on the graves of her firstborn and his father. And the coal trucks never bothered her. Oh, Liddy, let him go. The boy is gone. Her mother's troubled as she tore. Shoes in the neon summer sun, dressed in amber hues, spinning time with a coal miner's son to an old time fiddle tune. Months blew by just like a breeze that year. They wed in June, and by the fall, the boy was here. Lord, come down from Big Stone, there's a fire in the mine. And the 11 men they couldn't find. Oh, Liddy, let him go, the boy's gone. Her mother struggled as she tore him from her arms.
I took some time off to write new songs this winter, and it didn't go real well. As I get older, I guess I'm running out of of song ideas. I don't know what it is. But I did write one song. I know in the last couple of years it's become taboo for people to sing about their political beliefs. I don't know when that changed, but it sure did. But I just couldn't help myself here. I just couldn't help myself. Surrogates and shadowy henchmen galore. The devil could have won it with $1 more. Look at all the lies it takes, the job of making kings. You can't own the truth, you just gotta conceive it. Put it on the television screen, they'll believe it. It's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful thing. Wonder if our leaders would ever deceive us. While the profiteers count their cash and praise Jesus, the press sings another chorus of let freedom ring. We send our boys away to come home in parts, believe the lies with all our hearts. It's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful thing. A song only fools and traitors sing. All bow down to the infallible idiot king. Today we sing the Gilded Ages song. The 20th century's dead and gone. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. had plenty of keys. Oh, my King Ray, a beautiful home. I had everything, with a loving wife and a car to drive. I came home from work every day at 5, and one by one I started losing them keys. My darling wife, I just couldn't please. My boss got on my nerves one day. Well, I knew that I on my way. I lost my wife, I lost my home. I quit my job and set out alone. Just one key of my keychain. Yeah. I'm gonna start all over again. Well, she finally decided we just couldn't be. She wanted this, I just couldn't see. She said, I'm tired of waiting around. She took the last fair deal gone down. Well, I lost my wife, I lost my home. I quit my job and set out alone. Just one key of my keychain. Michael Conorado guitar there. We did it in July last year, and I think this is just perfect. June, maybe it'll be June 5th next year, maybe. We hope to see you all then. We are hitting the road tomorrow, and if y'all want to know where we are, you can always go to slade.com and see where in the world we are. Where the hell are we this week? Sometimes I have to go on the website just to find out where I am. In the meantime, y'all have a wonderful summer. Be safe. And what else? Anybody else got anything to say? You want to say anything, Ivan?
Goodbye, Slade.
All right. All right. Well, the bankers came, took the key to my home. Just one key left from all I ever. Turning that key, letting out the clutch. Well, I never did like this town that much. I lost my wife, I lost my home. I quit my job, I set out alone. Just one key of my keychain.
y'all for driving out and hanging with us this afternoon for the Summer Bash. Thank you. Austin crowd, sitting outside in the sun, listening to music for 3 or 4 hours, and still not enough. Just music never ends in Austin. That's why I moved here. Love it. Let's see. What did we not get to yet? Don't tell me. Answer on the phone. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Been thinking a lot these days about the way things used to be. He's never been the kind of man to put much faith in destiny. Sometimes he feels the warmth of a fire from long ago. Sometimes he steps into the night and all he feels is the winter cold. Everybody dance around the fire tonight. You don't have to wait till it's your turn. Everybody dance a little closer to the flame tonight. Don't get burned. Pray that you don't get burned. I met in high school and they never had a doubt there'd be some hard times, but old Bill would find a way to work things out. Katie had a way about her, made old Bill believe. Small farm and three kids later, it looked just like the perfect family. One day Bill found out what a shooting note of. Things fall apart sometimes. 1 minute something's there and then it's gone. With the kids in bed that night, Kitty gently shut the door. She turned to Bill and said, I'm sorry, but I don't love you anymore. He spends his days just like he's always done. You'd never guess the sorrow that he's hid so well from everyone. The house is empty now, the kid's grown up and gone. And Bill slips into bed at night with Katie right by his side, and they hold on. Everybody dance around the fire tonight. You don't have to wait till it's your turn. Everybody dance a little closer to the flame tonight. Don't get burned. Everybody dance around.
You don't have to wait till it's your turn. Everybody dance a little closer to the flame tonight. Don't get burned. Pray that you don't get burned.
Well, since we're down here by the river, the lake, we'll do a river song.
It was a river.
It was a river. It still looks like a river to me. I've never seen a lake so long and skinny and windy.
Steal. Thank you all so much. Be safe, everybody.